From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, June 23rd at 8:55, and we have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are mostly lower here, led by double-digit losses in wheat here this morning. Of course, continuing to see a little bit of wheat harvest moving along, especially in picking up a little bit in southern Illinois here as the weather has been mostly favorable over the weekend with the hot temperatures. Looks like it should be a fairly good run of wheat harvest. A couple rain chances in southern Illinois midweek, but relatively low, and should be continue to be warm weather here. So should see quite a bit of wheat harvest moving along in southern Illinois here this week. Otherwise, weather continues to be relatively favorable for corn and soybeans. Some of this heat advantageous, especially for soybeans. A little bit of rain up through Iowa and Minnesota here coming this week. Looks like most of the state of Iowa should be covered with some rain here before the week's end. So that'll be favorable as well. Crop progress out this afternoon should continue to show pretty favorable corn and soybean ratings. We did see bean ratings drop last week, but this heat should be a help to that here moving forward. Longer term forecast shows a little cool down in temperatures coming this weekend, offering a few more rain chances. So overall, the weather continues to look relatively good for corn and soybean development through the first part of July, which is why we're seeing prices a little bit lower here as well. Now, a week from today, we'll have acres and stocks reports out. Also, first notice day for July contracts. So a lot to watch here a week from today. But this week looks pretty standard in terms of news with demand reports pretty well on schedule. One difference is commitment traders report is out this afternoon, which was delayed from Friday due to last week's holiday. Export inspections will be out here this morning. Obviously, continue to watch what's going on. And Iran not seeing much action to crude oil here today. Crude oil now down just slightly here. So that takes a little bit of the edge off of corn and soybeans as well here this morning as they were concerned about whether or not we follow crude higher here this morning, but that's not the case here so far to start Monday. Otherwise, continues to be relatively quiet. Producer continues to be somewhat apprehensive on doing much here with these markets continuing to work to the lower side, especially on the corn side. As for prices, we have July corn at 422 and a quarter, down 6.5. September corn at 421, down 4.5. December corn at 436 and a quarter, that's down 5. July soybeans at 1064 and a quarter, down 3.75. August beans at 1066 and a half, down 5. November beans at 1054 and 3/4, that's down 6. July soybean meal, 282.20, down 190. July soybean oil at 54.29, down 18. July Chicago wheat, 556 and a half, down 11 and a quarter. December at 596 and a quarter, down 9.75. July Kansas City wheat at 555 and a quarter, down 8. July Minneapolis wheat at 632, down 6.75. Livestock markets here turning mixed, been both sides of unchanged here, especially on the cattle. August cattle, 209.77, now down 5. October's at 207.10, down 25. September feeders at 302.25, up 2. October feeders at 300.35, that's unchanged. July hogs at 112.77, unchanged. August hogs at 112.07, down 37. So pretty standard week in terms of news here to start out the week. We'll continue to focus on those crop reports here as we move into the next week. Those are out on Monday. Otherwise, continue to watch favorable weather forecasts, and that's keeping a lid on prices once again to start the week, Kimberly.